It's all over now, but the ceremony for seniors at Oregon's public universities. This is graduation weekend for the state schools. Time for selling back the books, picking up the cap and gown. And then what? That question is already answered for a number of graduates, including one we'll spend time with right now. Daniel Bro is a Southern Oregon University graduate. He seems to be good at just about everything he does. He was part of SOU's national championship football team. He took part in student government. He finished his coursework early, and he's all lined up for a career in law enforcement. Daniel Bro, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, America. I always wanted to do that. Sorry.
Excellent. You got in front of the microphone. Just the thing to do. So congratulations, first of all. And then you finished actually two terms under.
That's right.
Yeah. So you've been out since December.
Yeah. It's been great.
So was it two terms under 4 years?
Yeah. Yeah. So I started in the fall of 2011, graduated in the fall of 2014.
Wow. That is amazingly fast. That's quite a feat. So Greenfield, California is where you're from. Where is that?
That's down in the Salinas Valley, Monterey Bay area, you know, where all the Steinbeck books are written,
right.
that kind of area. Yeah.
Cannery Row, the whole deal. Mm-hmm. You could have gone then to probably UC Santa Cruz or one of the Bay Area schools. So why SOU?
Football, really. It started off that way, at least. But then I was getting recruited out of high school to go a number of different places, but when I came on my trip here, it was kind of like love at first sight with the city of Ashland and with SOU entirely, the people I met, the things I got to see, and it was kind of a no-brainer decision that this is where I wanted to spend the next three and a half years of my life, which I didn't know I was going to graduate early then, but I knew this is where I wanted to go to college.
Was there a particularly motivating thing from the football coaches? I know they've made a lot about saying that they were going to give everybody a degree and a national championship, and they always said it in that order. And in fact, you did it in that order, didn't you?
Yeah, I was awarded my degree on December 17th and won the national championship on December 19th. So just as Coach Howard promised, it happened in that order.
You did it just exactly according to plan. So what about a major? What did you have in mind when you came to SOU?
So I originally came to SOU with the aspiration of being a prosecuting attorney, working for a DA's office anywhere. I knew I wanted to be in public service, and I had a mind in law enforcement. My dad was a deputy sheriff for 30 years, and I knew I wanted to go down that route. And so I came in as criminal justice major, took the classes with the idea that I was going to be a lawyer and I was going to be a prosecutor. And about 2 years in, a year and a half, 2 years in, after all the classes I took and all the professors I spoke to, I pretty much decided to change routes and go down the law enforcement path as a police officer, just because I started to see things in a different light, became more educated on the field of law enforcement and law entirely. So that was kind of credited to SOU and how well they have their curriculum set up for law enforcement and criminal justice, criminology. It really helped me align what I felt inside I wanted to do with my life and my skill set with what was available to me.
When you told your dad originally that you were talking about wanting to be a lawyer or a prosecutor instead of a police officer, how did he take that?
He was all right with it because, I didn't want to be a defense attorney. I wanted to be a prosecutor. I kind of wanted to be on the state's side of things and gathering evidence and putting bad guys away. But I decided that I kind of wanted to have a more active hand in, you know, crime prevention, and I just can't do that as an attorney. You know, law enforcement gets that deterrent factor. You know, a police car can stop someone from committing a crime, but as an attorney, I'll be there after the fact, so I won't really have any control over that. So I liked that ability or asset of law enforcement.
What's it been like to be considering and actually embarking? You've already gone through police academy then. What's it been like to think about going into the field of law enforcement at this particular time in history, as you watch incidents one after another in which the actions of police are called into question and often condemnation?
Yeah, it is a hard time to be going into law enforcement, but it's also a great time, as weird as that may seem. And all throughout my 5.5 months in the academy, we watched numerous videos of all the events that had been happening, whether it's someone in Ohio getting in a shooting or someone in Baltimore, you know, mishandling a prisoner in custody, and people all over the place in law enforcement doing things that are being heavily, heavily scrutinized by the public. And it's happening now more than ever. And everyone I'm going to be around is going to have a cell phone, and whatever I'm doing with my job is going to go straight to YouTube, and that's kind of just the way it is. But I see it as an opportunity, really. I welcome the challenge that there are people who are going to have a preset notion of what law enforcement officers are like, what police officers are like. They may have had one bad experience with a police officer, and that may have been their only experience with a police officer and shaped their entire view of what law enforcement is like. And then they see these videos of officers doing bad things, or at least things that are portrayed as bad in the media, because, you know, there's always investigations afterward that decide they were actually in the right, and they go through grand juries and such and their own internal investigations. But people don't get to see all of that. They get to see, you know, the 30-second video of a police-involved shooting on YouTube or something. And it's tough, scary, and exciting all at the same time, because I want the opportunity to be able to change someone's mind. That's the same kind of mentality I had when I was going to college here, you know, joining student government and being involved in so many things. People didn't think a student athlete would be able to do that. And I was able to do that and prove a lot of people wrong, and also change people's minds about athletes, football players especially, because they have their own little reputation. But I think if I can have that same effect with law enforcement, it'll be better for our ability to serve the public, because people just don't know. And I like the opportunity that I'm going to have to be able to educate people. Not all police officers are bad. Not all police officers make bad decisions. There are a few out there. There's bad police officers, just like there's bad doctors, teachers, and cooks. But that one bad apple doesn't make all of us bad. So I'm excited to get the opportunity to be able to know within myself that I'm not like any of the officers that have done their job poorly, and I intend to change someone's mind if they think that all law enforcement officers do their job poorly.
Daniel Breaux is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, a graduate of Southern Oregon University, officially gets to walk in his cap and gown tomorrow. This is graduation weekend for Oregon's public universities. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk with Daniel about his career choice in law enforcement. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. That's quite a bit of optimism you bring to this, and it sounds like all tasks. Have you always been of a mind to try to challenge the conventional wisdom and to turn it into something more positive?
Yes, I have, and people haven't always liked that. but that's it is just the way I am, the way I'm born and bred. And I don't know who necessarily I get it from. It may be from my dad, who's also of the same kind of mentality, an optimist and a person who brings a high energy to everything they do. And I try to do my best to just make sure that I'm not holding myself back from being able to maximize my own potential and be able to help others in any capacity that I can. And quite often that means going against the status quo a little bit. But I'm one of those people who accepts challenges readily and doesn't really back down from something, because it's a little scary. You know, this job, it's a little scary, but it's a challenge, and it's a rewarding challenge. And oftentimes I find that the reward you have after a challenge is far greater than, you know, never having taken on the challenge at all. And so I just try and take it with that kind of mentality.
So we haven't talked about where yet. You've actually been hired by the Berkeley Police Department in Berkeley, California.
Been working there for the past 2 weeks officially on the streets, and it's been a blast so far.
A blast, really.
A blast. Yeah, I'm having fun, if you can believe it or not.
So what kind of shifts do you work when you're the newest person on the force, and who do you get to work with, and where do you go, and what do you do?
So right now I'm in something called the Field Training Officer Program, and that is where, you know, the new officers come in. They go with an experienced officer for a number of weeks, and you switch every 4 weeks to a new officer, a new phase. Right now, I just went through the orientation phase, where I kind of do a minimal amount of the work. And then that was 2 weeks. And then so the next 4 weeks, I'm going to be doing what we call phase one, where I do probably 25%, maybe 35% of the work, riding with another officer, another shift for 4 weeks. And then phase two, 4 weeks after that, will be me doing about 50% of the work, and that'll be with another officer on another shift. And then phase three will be probably about 75-80% of the work. And then final phase, which is the last 2 weeks of the program, is where I'm doing 100% of the work all by myself, being evaluated the entire time, and that's when they decide I'm fit to ride out solo on my own, and I'm done with the program, and then from then on I'm, you know, a solo officer. So I right now I am a sworn police officer. It's just that all law enforcement agencies have this field training program where they just make sure that after you get out of the academy, you have all the tools you need to ride solo on your own. So right now, the shifts I worked was Monday through Thursday, like 6 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. Next week, I'm going to be working 8:30 at night to 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, boy.
After that, it's probably going to go somewhere to like 6:30 in the evening to 6:30 in the morning. It's actually not that bad because I'm always doing something, and I like that.
As enthusiastic and eager as you are, has there been any amount of a, hey, bro, scale it back a little bit. You're going too fast. Any of that stuff so far?
I've gotten that my whole life, but I understand the need to be serious sometimes within this line of work. And I believe at my young age, I'm mature enough to know when it's appropriate and when it's not. And I've felt it out well so far, and I haven't been, you know, tamed down too much because I already did it on my own. But, you know, just like in any workplace, you know, there's a time for joking and there's a time for seriousness where you need to get down to business, because a field, especially like law enforcement, you know, some bad things happen. And, you know, internally you can try and, you know, make light of it for your own sake, but just... I know that there's no time to be laughing when you're on the scene of a, you know, an accident or something like that. And so I feel it out well enough.
All right. Daniel Breaux, I should point out his name is spelled B-R-E-A-U-X.
C'est français.
Yeah, c'est français. let's go to Ryan and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Daniel.
Well, I thank you for your energy and your enthusiasm. And I think, yeah, you're one of those people that has a motor that's at a higher gear than most. And so I commend your comment about the professionalism and the perceptions of law enforcement, because we do need a better sense of teachers and doctors and the people that we work with. So thank you. But I also want to just commend the choice, and I hope that you get to share what you've learned and your enthusiasm and your seriousness and leadership with young people, because there are so many young men who are in troubled situations and troubled communities who are making, you know, irrational and stupid choices, who need a role model. And you are one on so many levels. So thank you for your career choice. I think it's a great fit.
Thank you.
And good luck. And, you know, I hope you keep in touch with SOU.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. How did you find the time to do all the things you did? I look at the fact that you did student government. You were on the football team. I mean, the football team traveled a lot last year because it was busy winning a national championship. Mm-hmm. And you managed to finish up your coursework 2 terms early.
There's a lot of hours in a day. You just got to be willing to utilize them all correctly.
And I'm guessing no Xbox in here?
Yeah, I definitely had to put off a lot of things. And it's a sacrifice I was willing to make. You know, I knew what I wanted, you know, going into college. I had my plan. You know, I set off first and foremost I have 4 main aspirations in life that I've been kind of doing everything based off of. First and foremost, I want to be a great father. I'm not one yet, but I do everything I can to make sure that when I am one, I'll be a great one. I want to be a great husband. I'm not one yet. I'm a fiancé right now, but everything I do, exactly. And next, I want to be a great employee. And that comes especially into play, you know, in this college environment where you have all this leadership opportunity. And all the opportunities that SEU offered, I took advantage of as many as I could because they're here. Some of them I was even paying for as a student. Why not take advantage of them and make myself as prepared as I could be to be the best version of myself I could be? And fourth, I just really want to have a positive impact on the environment around me in whatever capacity that may be, whether it's the room I'm in, the school I'm at, the city I'm living in, or the country I'm living in. Want to have a positive impact on that environment. And SOU gave me a lot of tools to do all that. And I was willing to make the sacrifice of hanging out with friends on a Friday or Thursday night in order to do more homework or to go volunteer somewhere, because in the end, which one's going to be more beneficial for me and everyone else around me? And I chose to get involved with school and the community.
given your passion for doing stuff like that, I mean, did you charge through the work in Police Academy in Santa Rosa? Was that did you finish the work early there too?
Well, I did well in the academy. I didn't finish number one in my class. I was top five, but I think I had an advantage coming straight out of college going into it. I think I was the second youngest one in the class, and the majority of the other people were probably 25, 26, some even in their 30s, and hadn't gone to school in a while. So it was particularly advantageous for me to have been in college, you know, 2 weeks prior to going to the academy, because I still had that mentality of being able to get things done on time the way I need to and study habits and all that. So I did well in the academy, and I think just finishing college a couple weeks before had a lot to do with that.
So I'm sure a lot of employers are going to ask this. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I see myself at Berkeley Police Department, but I do see myself taking on some sort of specialty assignment. You know, things we have things like detectives, school resource officers, even SWAT teams, which I particularly have an interest in, not necessarily because I'm into guns and kicking down doors and shooting things, but they're a unit that gets to train frequently and regularly and always are working on how to do things better tactically. And they all the SWAT officers I've met so far have some of the best skills to be able to, you know, do their job better as a patrol officer. And something that I got from football is I love training. Mm-hmm. I love learning new things and learning how to do things a lot better. So there's some specialty assignment opportunities out there at the department that I really want to get my hands on.
Well, you've impressed a lot of people so far. I'm sure you'll continue to do so. Daniel Bro officially graduates from Southern Oregon University this weekend. He's already working for the Berkeley Police Department. Congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.